Boys tennis, we talk with freshman Sage Steckline. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing all right. First, congratulations on making it to state. It's not easy, and being you and Dylan as a doubles team qualifying along with Avery Knoll there, it's always tough to do it, especially as an underclassman. But once you found out on Friday you were going to make the state, what was that moment like for you guys?
First, thank you. But I don't know. It felt kind of like felt good, but I felt like it was kind of anticlimactic because, like, we had to win two games going into the regional tournament, our first two, and we, like, kind of did that in a leisurely fashion. Like, it didn't, wasn't any super close games. It just kind of happened. I don't know. It wasn't, like, what I hoped for, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess if you make it easy, that's all right, isn't it? I mean, but Saturday, I know it was a tough semifinal and third and fourth place, a familiar foe with Colby there. But what did you maybe take away from your weekend there at the regionals there over at the Dodge?
I think it was a pretty good time, the tennis stuff, the outside of tennis stuff. Overall, it was a pretty good weekend. But tennis-wise, I think we just kind of got burnt out and, like, we settled for just making state and we kind of, like, we weren't there anymore after making state. We were just kind of playing.
All right. And, that's a lot of things to learn there for you guys. And you're probably one of the younger ones and the only freshman duo there at state this year in 3-2-1A. That's got to be pretty cool, doesn't it?
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's pretty neat.
Yeah. And I know with a big state coming up here, what have you maybe learned from some of the others about the state tournament experience?
I haven't really heard much, so I don't know if there's much I can really say about that because I haven't asked anyone or just some of the little bits that I've heard from Coach. Other than that, not much.
Well, that's still pretty good. That's better than nothing, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you get to go play in Wichita this Friday and Saturday there. And what are some things that you're looking forward to the most when you head to Wichita there this weekend?
I'm looking forward to kind of, getting out of Scott City and, doing some new things and hanging out with my friends, obviously.
Yeah, and what's probably the biggest thing you're that you like to take away from being at the state meet?
Just to, kind of prove that, like, we're here for a reason. Mm-hmm. It wasn't out of luck. We put ourselves in the position and really did what we needed to do to get here. And so just to show that we can at least hang with the big dogs would be nice.
Yeah. Well, you guys were number 4 seed in your regional. Did you feel like that you had to uphold that seed? Was there a little pressure to that, I guess I should ask?
Kind of. Like, we knew who was going to be above us, and mm-hmm. seeing us at the 4 seed, we knew who was below us after that. And there are a lot of teams that we've beaten before, so, like, I don't mm-hmm. think the pressure was really there for either of us.
Well, once again, it is freshman Sage Steckline joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. Once again, congratulations to all you guys there for making the state tournament. Have a great weekend and enjoy it.
Thank you.
All right, once again, Sage Steckline joining us here from Scott County Hardware here in Scott City. We'll now talk with Coach Corbin Jansen here. And, Coach, you knew there was a pretty good chance you'd get some a pretty good amount of your players in there. I know you like to get them all, but looking back over the weekend, just kind of some tough draws right off the bats, but you're able to sneak in a singles and doubles team.
Yeah, overall, really pleased with the play on all 6 players. Peyton had a really tough draw with playing that number 1 overall seed, and who ended up being the number 1 seed in the entire state tournament. So that's a tough draw for anyone who gets him, and that was too bad for the senior to have to go out that way, but the other doubles team of Aiden and Houston, man, they were really close. They had one of the longest and best matches I've seen all season and really fought and were just a couple points away from staying alive to at least play on Saturday and give themselves a shot to make the state. And then, the other 3 freshmen, Sage and Dylan duo and Avery, really proved themselves and at least held their seed to qualify for that state tournament.
It's a lot of people don't realize this. Those first 2 rounds of regionals, it's one and done. So there's a lot of pressure early on if you're not in that top 4 seed, especially. And, and with your doubles team here, Sage and Dylan, they made it through there. They got that big win in the first and second rounds there. And then the same with Avery there is that number 4 seed as well. He ended up with 3rd place. But, the ones that are unseeded, they've got they probably have to play with a chip on their shoulder, and you probably almost have to think, you know, maybe if Peyton's seated differently, things could turn out well. If, you know, with Houston and Aiden, if they're maybe in a different location, things could turn completely different for them.
Yeah, if you're lucky enough, especially if you're playing, you've played ones all season, hopefully you've got a shot to have that seed, and then all you have to do is show up and prove yourself. There's some pressure to that, but yeah, that luck of the draw is tough, and not a lot of sports have that. And although, you know, you can be one of the top two teams in the basketball tournament and end up matching against each other in that first round too.
Yep,
so
that happens a lot. And, you know, it's with as young of group as you have, a very young group here, do you guys kind of, is it one of those situations where you're like, you know what, we're pretty young, but we're pretty good here, and at the same time, is it like, do you guys try to play maybe nothing to lose?
Yeah, it's a little nerve-wracking taking rookies into this win-or-go-home situation because, there's experience plays a big role in postseason. But, we could play free because we didn't have anything to prove when they had our starting lineups before the regional tournament. It was neat to go senior, freshman, 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 and we were the only team that had anything like that. And so, I don't know, a lot of the other coaches and fans from around the area had a lot of good things to say about these guys.
That's it's pretty exciting for the future, but I know you guys, competitive as you guys are, you want to focus on the present here. And Friday and Saturday, an opportunity to get some new experience yet once again for these youngsters at the state meet there, and that's going to be a fun experience there at Wichita.
Yeah, it's going to be great. The facility has 13 courts all in one spot, surrounded by the river on three sides on a little peninsula, so it's a really cool experience. And then we're going to see some tennis players that can hit with the best of them in the state and in the country, because a lot of private school players that, you know, they are country club kids. And so if nothing else, we're going to learn a lot from watching them, and hopefully we'll get a chance to compete against some of them.
Yeah, and this is going to be a great experience. But wrapping up this season here, you guys were technically like starting the program over in a way, with just how young your team was. How far along did you guys come through this year?
Yeah, it's exciting to look back and think about that first week or two of practice and going, uh-oh, I don't know if we're going to qualify anybody. And then, you know, just seeing the growth, like you do with any freshman, that, you know, they're going to progress a lot, but these guys really put in the work. And, you know, we're not done this season. Hopefully we can go and compete really well this weekend, but, you know, our future is bright for sure.
Outstanding there. Once again, it is Coach Corbett Jansen joining us here. Scott City, 3-2-1A State Tennis, Friday and Saturday in Wichita with the doubles team of Sage Steckline and Dylan Duffin, as well as singles Avery Knoll there as they compete there in Wichita. Congratulations on getting some players back to state again, and good luck to you guys, and enjoy the weekend.
Thank you, Adam.